brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning.
Bottom of the third, here we go, as Josh Howitt is back on the mound once again. And a guy that's already had two strikeouts today, looking to continue that here in the bottom of the third inning. So, due up is Jake Baker, the first baseman out of the University of Kansas, a Lawrence, Kansas native. So, he was born a Kansas Jayhawk, as first pitch comes in down low for a ball, 1-0. Batting at 250, four RBIs, and he's got a home run as well to go with that. So, the 1-0 from Howitt. Finds the zone for a strike, 1-1. Josh Howitt, 19 total strikeouts up on the season, including this game. So looking to get number 20 as Howitt sets, winds, and serves the 1-1, finding the inside of the zone once again, 1-2. He's ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes. Baker, Sherry, and McGinnis are due up here in the bottom of the order in the third. So 1-2 count. The set, the serve, curveball that hits the back of Baker, right in the back where his numbers are. So Baker will take first. That's the second time a Wausau player has been hit by a pitch today. And it comes at the hands of Jake Baker. So Baker takes first. And now the shortstop, Simon Sherry, is due up. Batting a 281. Sherry yesterday went 2-for-2. He also had a big day. Three runs as well, was walked twice, and also acquired an RBI. So the shortstop out of the University of Evansville from Santa Claus, Indiana, shows bunt, pulls away, and sees a strike, 0-1. So at first is Baker, no balls and a strike. So bottom of the third inning, no balls, a strike. Baker stands at first. Howitt, ahead in the count, looks over and fires in the 0-1. Up and away for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Simon Sherry, three RBIs on the season. Acquired one yesterday. As a 1-1 count, Josh Howitt, already with two strikeouts today, sets and serves the 1-1 as Sherry shows bunt and pulls it away, but a ball comes in, 2-1. Bottom of the third inning, scoreless here. One hit for the Rafters, came at the hands of Jack Gervich. Other than that, there's been no hits. Howitt looks at first, fires in the 2-1 up and away for a ball. So 3-1, Howitt down on the count, 3-1. Simon Sherry, the trustworthy shortstop, already made a double play there today. Looking to get things going on the offensive end. Baker stands at first. Howitt sets in, serves a 3-1, swinging a ground ball over to Castagnola and has trouble fielding it, and that goes in and out of his glove. Sherry will take first. And an error there from James Castagnola, and that puts two runners on for the Woodchucks, nobody down. So Sherry gets a fortunate error from Castagnola. Puts him at first, and here in the bottom of the order, Mike McGinnis is due up, and certainly was the player of the game yesterday. Two hits on four at-bats and a five RBI day. He had a three-run shot and also had a two-run RBI. So Taylor and Jensen having a word with Howitt on the mound, and James Castagnola frustrating there because he was doing well in the first and second inning, making plays happen, being part of double plays, but commits an error there. So each team with an error. And now Josh Howitt is going to have to find a way to get the Rafters here out of a jam. Two runners on, Sherry at first. Baker stands at second. As Mike McGinnis, the right-handed pitcher, is due up, Howitt sets in, and that ball's popped out on the right side out of play for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Bottom three, And a lot of double plays we've seen from each team. They've been exceptional in the infield. But an error there from Castagnoli. He's going to have to shake that one off. Howitt ahead in the count, serves the 0-1. Swing and a miss on the outside. Gets him reaching just a little bit high. So two strikes for Josh Howitt, looking for his third strikeout. No balls. 0-2 count. Two runners on for the Woodchucks. So Josh Howitt ahead of the count. The 0-2 fouled off on the backside. Top of the bat for Mike McGinnis. Staying alive in the count. The Georgia State product and the rising redshirt sophomore from Newman, Georgia. Nine RBIs. So three guys in this lineup for Wausau have at least nine RBIs. Him, Berkland, and Pearson. So two strikes. Howitt, the 0-2. Looks at second. Serves in the 0-2. Swing and a miss on the inside for strike number three. So one down for Howitt as he records his third strikeout of the day. We return to the top of the order. Dalton Pearson is due up. Flew out on his last at bat. And the Georgia State product from Atlanta, Georgia. So a great leadoff guy. A guy that you can trust. 16 RBIs on the season. One for four yesterday with a run. One down. Howitt sets in and serves just on the inside for a ball. 1-0. So at first is Sherry. At second is Baker. 1-0 count. One down. Howitt looks at second and fires in the 1-0 up and away for a ball. 2-0. So one down. Rafters can't afford to have two more balls and put the bases juiced here. And I have to look to get this second out and force Holt to get a hit. So the 2-0. Outside and away for a ball. 3-0 count. Pearson way ahead in the count. And the Rafters on the verge of giving up one more ball would put the bases juiced here in the bottom of the third. What really hurt them yesterday was consistently walking guys. So a 3-0 count. Howitt rifles in the 3-0 and finds the zone for a strike. 3-1. Pearson is on a 6-0 streak. Two runners on for the Woodchucks. 3-1 count with one down. The 3-1. Outside and away, just a little bit low for ball number four. Bases become loaded. Pearson stands at first. Sherry at second. And Jake Baker, the Kansas product, is at third. So one down, bases juiced. And this brings up Brennan Holt, the Oklahoma State product, and the rising sophomore from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Sit by pitch on his last at bat. And now is due up. One of two guys today that were hit by a pitch. Him and Baker, so that's why Baker stands at third. One down. Rafters have to look for a double play here. Brennan Holt, the second baseman. And the left-hander on lefty of Josh Howitt. Finds the zone for a strike. 0-1. So Howitt wearing number four on the Rafters in their red tops today with the gold logos on the front and back, and Wausau in their all-white uniforms. So 0-1 count with one down. The 0-1 comes up and away for ball. 1-1. So 1-1 count with one down. Brent Witter. Excuse me, Brennan Holt out of Oklahoma State. A 1-1 count. The 1-1 comes in and skims the upside of the zone for a strike. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Howitt looking for a second out here. This would force Brent Witter to either get walked or get a hit. So this would really put the pressure on the Woodchucks here with bases juiced. Rafters can't afford a hit here. Josh Howitt ahead in the count, 1-2 with one down. Howitt looks in, sets, and fires in the 1-2. Swing and a ball pulled away on the left field side. That looked for a sec that that was going to be fair, but just pulled outside on the third base line. 1-2 count still. So Brendan Holt, the second baseman, down in the count. Raptors would be a big strike here and a big second out. Bottom of the third inning, score 0-0. Howitt serves in the 1-2, backing away, and that's a wild pitch that goes behind Jensen. Baker slides home, and a run scores for the Woodchucks. They lead 1-0, a wild pitch, and comes at the hands for Jake Baker, able to get home, and the Raptors trail 1-0 right now in the bottom of the third. So a wild pitch. Raptors drew first blood yesterday. Wausau has done it today. So they lead 1-0, and the runners advance. So Dalton Pearson stands at second, and Simon Cherry at third. As the 2-2 comes in, swinging a line drive that goes, drops right into the glove of Shane Taylor, reaches out to his left, makes an easy grab for a two down. So Holt lines out, and this brings up Brent Witter, who grounded out on his last at bat. So two down, Raptors trail 1-0. Baker able to get home from third off of a wild pitch. So Howitt on Witter serves in for a strike, 0-1. Josh Howitt with already three strikeouts today. Looking to make it number four as he's down in the count, as he had in the count, 0-1. Two down. Howitt serves in outside and on the right edge for a ball, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Two runners in scoring position with two outs. Raptors trail 1-0. They cannot give up any more runs here in this inning. As Howitt looks in, deals in the 1-1, and finds the right edge for a strike, 1-2. So a ball and two strikes, 1-2 with two down. Josh Howitt and Brent Witter. Howitt looking for strikeout number four. As the 1-2 comes in, swinging a grounder that goes to the second baseman. Incana fields it in the glove. The throw to first is on time for the third out. So the Raptors give up a run off of a passed ball from Josh Howitt that allows Baker to score. They trail 1-0 as we head to the top of the fourth inning here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find out more about Northwest. Top of the fourth we go. Raptors trail 1-0. As Jack Basir is due up. Basir grounded out on his last at bat as he flies a ball out on the right field side. Out of play, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. And Rafters, well, a wild pitch from Josh Howitt. Passed ball, and the 0-1 comes in down low, just away for a ball. So Basir grounded out on his last at bat. And yesterday went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and he was also walked. The 1-1 comes in. Basir, a shallow ground ball over the shortstop, Sherry. Fields it in the glove, and the throw right to first is on time. So Simon Sherry's had a busy day out there at the sixth position today and gets a put out for one down. So Brendan Bobo is due up, who grounded out on his last at bat. The team MVP last season and was a guy that really was a part of their Rafters success last year. 61 hits, 56 RBIs as he swings and pulls a ball into the left fielder and flies out as Drew Berkland makes an excellent catch for two down. So two down here as this brings up Jack Gervich, who's the only Rafter responsible for a hit today, who got a base hit. Each team with an error. So two down. And Nate Nabholz comes set and delivers in as Gervich pops the ball out on the back side for an 0-1 count. So no balls, a strike. Oh and one. The set, the delivery in for Nabholz, and paints the left edge of the zone, finding a strike. 0-2. So two down. Rafters on the verge of giving up a three down and three up and three down inning. So 0-2 count with two down. The 0-2 comes in, swinging a ball that drops into the glove of Stengren, and that goes in. So Stengren dropped the third strike, threw it over to Baker as he gets out Gervich. So the Woodchucks retire the side. They have a three up and three down inning as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, we go. Rafters trail 1-0, and Howitt stays in the game. So we've seen a lot. I met Coach Kirk Schreider giving guys three innings, and then 1-1-1. He's totaling five pitchers per game. But right now, Howitt stands out there as he started the game here in the fourth. As first pitch, second pitch comes in down low for a ball 2-0. So he's on Drew Berkland, who struck out swinging on his last at bat. So Howitt sets in and serves the 2-0 swing and a miss down low for strike number one, 2-1.
Those five hits.
So two balls, a strike.
In the last two games, really working up the
three strikeouts for Josh Howitt as the 2-1. Swinging a shallow bouncer over to the second baseman, Conniff. The field up in the glove, the throw to first is on time for one down. So Berkeley grounds out. And now this brings up Kobe Wallace, who grounded out to short on his last at-bat. And the product down at Cal State Fullerton. And once again, these two college teammates are going at it. And you definitely, there's definitely some extra motivation, especially when teams and two guys that are in the same team go at it. As Wallace swings and flies the ball out into the right field side. Wallace rounding first, heading for second. The throw over from Hugo is not in time. So Wallace gets the better of his college teammate, Josh Howitt, and he'll take second. So Howitt going to have to shake that one off with one down as that ball flew out into right field. So Stengren is due up. Drew Stengren out of Central Michigan University, who struck out swinging on his last at bat. He's 0 for 1 today, one down, each team with a hit. And Josh Howitt has Wallace at second, delivers in first pitch and finds the right part of the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike with one down. Howitt at second, sets in, looks over to Wallace, and once again throws to Conniff, who had to reach out and make the grab. So the second baseman, that ball goes behind him. That drops into center field, and Wallace is sure enough taking three, possibly four. So Howitt has to be careful there. One out, 0-1 here on Stengren. Howitt looks at second again, fires in the 0-1. And once again, Jensen throws over to second to Conniff, and sliding back towards the rubber was Wallace. So Jensen fires in on the top of the mound to second. But 0-2 count, that was a strike. One down, each team with a hit. Wausau leads 1-0. They got a run from Jake Baker, who was able to get home on a passed ball from Howitt. Howitt ahead in the count, 0-2. Glances at first, fires in, and outside of the zone on the right edge, down below for a ball, 1-2. 1-2 count, one down, as Berkeley grounded out to second to start this inning off. Wallace flew a ball in the right field as the 1-2 comes in, a curveball just hits the part of the zone where it's just a little bit low. So in 2-2 count, so Howitt was ahead of the count, two straight balls. Now this count runs at two apiece. So 2-2 count, Howitt kicks and fires in the 2-2. Swing and a miss on the outside. Stengren went after it and was caught a little bit late. Strikeout swinging, back-to-back strikeouts for Drew Stengren as Josh Howitt gets his fourth strikeout of the day. So this brings up Jake Baker, who's the only woodchuck to get home today. So, out of the University of Kansas, was hit by pitch on his last at-bat. Had some good base running and darted home from third off of a pass ball. So, two down. Howitt sets in and finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. Wallace stands at second still. Bottom of the fourth inning. 0-1 count. Each team with a hit, each team with an error. But Wausau has the all-important run. They lead 1-0. As Howitt puts Wallace back towards the bag. And Wallace heads towards second. So Howitt was looking over. So 0-1 count with two down. Josh Howitt rifles in the 0-1. And up in the top part of the zone for an 0-2 count. So he's been finding the strike zone a lot today. There hasn't been many times where it's been three, four straight balls. It seems like that's only been maybe one time. Other than that, Howitt's been doing a good job of finding the strike zone. He's given up a run on a pass ball. Has to shake that off. Sets and finds the 0-2 as Baker hooks a ball out on the left field side into the third baseline in foul play. 0-2 still. Two down. Wallace stands at second still. No balls and two strikes. So Jake Baker, a rising senior, batting at 250. 0-2 count. two down. Howitt will set. Look at second. And glances over there once again. Sets and serves the 0-2. A curveball comes up and away as Baker had to back out. Boy, Wallace is really leading off at second. He's testing Josh Howitt. You can see that now. Once again, a big leadoff over at second. Castagnoli stands right behind him. 1-2 count with two down. Howitt fires in the 1-2. Swing and the check swing, and then he did come across for strike three. So that's another strikeout. That's the fifth strikeout for Josh Howitt as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Rafters trail 1-0.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We're here for the top of the fifth.
Top of the fifth inning we go as Shane Taylor is due up 0-for-1 today as Nabholz sets in and throws a ball. What's interesting about Nate Nabholz, he's thrown 35 pitches before today, so that's about 9 pitches per inning. It's unbelievable. He hasn't been tired as all. The Rafters are going to have to start to work his arm as the 1-0 comes outside for a ball, 2-0. So Taylor grounded out on his last at-bat, a 2-0 count. Nabholz, the Towson product, serves in the 2-0, swinging a ball, flied into center and reaching out and making the grab is Dalton Pearson, one down. So Pearson, an easy fly out. So Logan Hugo is due up. Got on base off of an error from Brent Witter at third. So he's looking to get on base once again. Rafters trail 1-0. Each team with a hit. This is a low-scoring affair. Definitely a pitcher's duel, and we definitely could have anticipated that coming into today because each pitcher with 17 strikeouts prior to the game today, as first pitch comes on the inside for a ball, 1-0. And then that's exactly what's been going on. A pitcher's duel, a low-scoring affair after yesterday was a high-scoring contest as Hugo pops one up back out on the right side for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. So Nabholz will come set, kick and serve the 1-1 as swing and the bouncer over to Witter at third, gets it in the glove, the throw across his body is on time for the second out. So no error that time from the third baseman, Brent Witter, and that's two down, and this brings up Chris Conniff, who flew out to the left field on his last at bat. So two straight outs for the Woodchucks, looking to have a 3-up and 3-down inning here in the top of the fifth.
Two strikeouts, but has retired now.
So Conniff, the Wagner College guy, who's all Northeast Conference as he fouls one off on the left side.
Flew out to Drew Berkland in his first at bat.
So Chris Conniff batting a .283, 9 runs and 5 RBIs. As the 0-1 count comes in from Nabholz. Swing and a miss on the inside. 0-2. Off-speed pitch of 78 miles per hour. Two down. And looking for another 3-up and 3-down inning. Woodchuck's looking to retire the side. They're heading the count 0-2. Inside as reaching out was the catcher Stengren. For a ball. 1-2. 1-2 count. Two down. The set, the kick, the wind, the 1-2 fouled off on the left side for another foul. So 1-2 count still. Two down. Rafters only one hit, and that's belonged to Jack Gervich. Other than that, the bats have been halted. So the set, the 1-2 comes down low, and a breaking ball of 78 miles per hour. 2-2 count.
Working the fastball and the curveball.
With two outs. The kick and the 2-2 inside. Conniff flies the ball out on the right field side. Out of play. So deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs.
Conniff looking to avoid the third straight 1-2-3 inning off the arm of Nate Nabholz. Has been dealing so far.
2-2 count. Nabholz sets in. Swing and a miss for strike number three. Fouled off on the backside. So that looked like for a sec that was going to be a strike, but he just barely grazed the top of it. So a 2-2 count with two outs.
So he stays alive at 2-2 once again.
Nabholz comes set. And serves the 2-2, swinging a fly ball into left field. Berkland looks to come under it, reaches out to his left, makes an easy grab. So that's a 3-up and 3-down inning. The Wausau Woodchucks have been doing excellent on the defensive end. Rafters have had no answer. They trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, we go as a pitching change is in store for the Rafters. Malachi Vitok, the Creighton product out of Omaha, Nebraska, and the rising junior who's had two games so far with an 0-1 record. Six innings pitched. He's had seven hits and six runs allowed, but he's also acquired three strikeouts. So Josh Howitt's day has ended. And Josh Howitt, a guy that had 63 pitches, four innings pitched, allowing a hit, a run, and five Ks. So Howitt had a decent day, don't get me wrong. I mean, he had that inning where it was in the bottom of the third where that run came in for the Woodchucks, just on a pass ball, really one bad pitch for Howitt, which has been detrimental for the Rafters, you know, being down 1-0. They haven't gotten anything going on the offensive side. Each team with a hit, so it has been about the pitchers today. So Malachi Vitok will come set on Simon Sherry. Sherry, who got on base off of an error from Castagnola, as Vitok sets in and throws a strike, paints the bottom edge of the zone. He's ahead in the count 0-1. So Sherry, who's been on base today, as the 0-1 comes in, Vitok swinging a ball that goes into the glove of Shane Taylor. Excellent play there from Taylor, who reached out to his right. So lined out is Simon Sherry. How about Taylor at third? That's what we talk about, because he's been great at short, great at second, but at third base, just had to reach out and make an excellent play. Wow, how about that? One down, and now Mike McGinnis is due up, who struck out swinging on his last at bat.
Mike McGinnis with five RBIs in last night's game.
So Vitok will set and serve in a breaking ball up in the zone for a ball 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Malachi Vitok. The 1-0 swing and foul tipped into the glove of Jensen for a 1-1 count.
Stats from last season, a 3.67 ERA and a 1.56 walks and hits per innings pitch rate. So very successful.
One ball, one strike, one out. As Vitok sets in down low for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, one down. Malachi Vitok played for the Raptors last season, and in a game, in a season where he had, as he throws the ball way outside for ball 3-1. He had 16 games played in last season, a 6-0 record with a save, 27 innings pitched, allowing 31 hits, but acquiring 26 Ks. So a 3-1 count. The 3-1. Swing and a grounder over to the shortstop. Castagnola has trouble fielding it again. Throws it at first. Does he get him? And does. Excellent play there on a skips on a one-hop bounce to Gurevich. So Castagnola had trouble fielding that. Had trouble getting grip of the ball. And then just flinged it over to first. So two down. As we return to the top of the order, Dalton Pearson is due up. 0-for-1 today. Flew out and was walked. So Malachi Vitok, fortunate for Castagnola, and he was able to get him out at first. So Vitok with two down, set and serve, and finds the right edge of the zone for a strike, 0-1.
That breaking ball. This is low outside corner.
No balls, a strike with two down. Vitok will serve in the 0-1 and find the left edge of the zone. He's ahead in the count 0-2. So Raptors looking up for a 3-up and 3-down inning here in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 swing and fouled off, pulled away on the left field side. Count remains at 0-2. Dalton Pearson, a trustworthy center fielder for them.
Pretty fast game so far here at Athletic Park.
No balls, two strikes.
We're at the bottom of the fifth inning.
Two down. The 0-2. Swing and a liner over to Shane Taylor. Fields it in the glove. The throw to first is on time. So 1-2-3 for the Raptors as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, we go as the Rafters trail 1-0. You listen to Rafters baseball here on WFHR, and it's been a game for them. Each team with a hit, and it's been a defensive battle, no doubt about it. The only difference is it's a 1-0 lead for the Woodchucks. It was a pass ball from Josh Howitt that allowed Baker to get home. That's about it, and that's what we have here through five innings, as the first pitch comes in, swinging a grounder that goes right into the glove of Nate Poltz, underhands it over to first for one down. So Castagnola grounds out. So Levi Jensen is due up, who flew out to left field on his last at bat. So Nate Nabholz has only pitched 50 pitches, and we're through five innings, so that's about 10 pitches per inning. That's absurd. So he's not tired at all as the check swing from Jensen and a breaking ball comes in low for a strike going one. No balls a strike. The 0-1 and bounces into the glove of Stengren for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. So top of the sixth inning. A fast game so far. It's about an hour and 7 minutes into the game, and we're in the top of the sixth inning. So the 1-1 comes in. Jensen swings and grounds a ball into the left field side in the shortstop. The throw over to Sherry is not in time, so Jensen will take first.
Ground ball over to Simon Sherry.
So Levi Jensen getting on base. And that's the second hit of the game for the Rafters. So Jensen at first, two hits.
And that is the second hit of the night.
So that's what perhaps the Rafters need with one down. Return to the top of the order. Ty Johnson is due up. Flew out in both times he's been at bat. Flew out to Nabholz and also flew out on the right field side to Wallace. One down. Swing and a fly. Ball that goes into, drops into the right center field gap. Rounding second is Jensen. He's heading for third. And getting on to second is Ty Johnson. So Rafters, two runners on here with one down. So Ty Johnson getting on base five games in a row where he's gotten a hit, and the Rafters threatening to tie this up here in the top of the sixth. Jensen gets to third. Johnson on second. And now Jack Basir is due up, leads the team in batting average. Who's 0 for 2 today. This is the guy that you definitely want to have up as Nabholz comes in, sets and serves outside edge for a ball, 1-0.
Also comes in on a six-game hit streak.
A 1-0 count.
Be the man who ties or takes the lead here for Rapids in the sixth.
The 1-0 inside for a ball, 2-0. So the tying run, 90 feet away with Levi Jensen. The leading run at second with Ty Johnson. Two balls a strike with one out. The 2-0. Just a down low of the zone for a ball. So 3-0. But see, you're way ahead in the count. Rafters on the verge of having the bases juiced with only one down.
Giving up three base runners the whole game. No walks yet.
One out. The 3-0. And right down the plate for a strike. 3-1.
Basir is able to put one into the deep outfield, and more than likely will tie the game up, at least. 3-0.
3-1 count.
3-1, rather.
Swing and a ball pulled out on the right field side and to the netting. So Nabholz has done well to fight back in the count. He's gotten two straight strikes as it is a full count with one down. Johnson at second, Jensen at third. Two runners in scoring position. Rafters on the verge of getting on the board here in the top of the sixth. They trail 1-0. Nabholz looks over at third. Count runs full. Winds and serves. Swing and a miss on the upstairs edge for strike number three. Basir went after it and was just a little bit late for two down. So Basir strikes out swinging, and now Brendan Bobo is due up, grounded out and flew out to left on his last two at-bats. He went 2-for-5 yesterday.
Answer seven questions correctly about action in the Northwoods League, and you can win $100,000. The game is free to play.
As Nabholz will come set and serve on the first pitch, Bobo swings and flies a ball that's heading back towards the wall. This ball is gone! Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot, and just what he needed. Raptors take a 3-1 lead. Brendan Bobo, first home run of the year on the first pitch, and absolutely slams a ball into left center field. Raptors lead 3-1 here in the top of the sixth. Just what the doctor ordered for Brendan Bobo. 17 home runs last season and gets his first this season. A guy that's been struggling up at the plate, and the Raptors lead 3-1. First pitch comes in for Nabholz. No balls and a strike as Jack Gurevich is due up.
Brendan Bobo gives the Raptors a
3-1. As Gurevich sets in. And second ball comes, a 1-1 count. Top of the sixth, so how about it? Brendan Bobo, they were all waiting for that. And all the Raptor fans, given it's an away ballpark, but the 1-1 comes in up and away for a ball. Bobo absolutely slammed it into left center. A 2-1 count with two down. Two balls, a strike. Nabholz serves in, and Gurevich check swings but comes across for a 2-2 count.
Game where the Woodchucks bats only have one hit so far.
Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 2-2 inside of the zone, but backing away for a ball, 3-2. Two down, full count. Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot. How about it? Raptors lead 3-1 now. They've out-hit Wausau 4-1. As the 3-2, Gurevich lines a ball, but reaching out and making the grab is Brent Witter. So Raptors get a three-run shot from who else? The Cal State Fullerton product finally getting his first home run. So the Raptors lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WF.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 88. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 59. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the sixth we go. Raptors lead 3-1. Brendan Bobo, three-run shot to left center field. So now this brings up Brennan Holt, who's 0-for-1 today. Lined out to Taylor on his last at-bat and was hit by pitch as well. So Raptors lead 3-1 now, much needed as Holt flies a ball right into center as Ty Johnson barely has to move for one down.
Brendan Holt
So how about it? I mean, you can't speak of it enough. Bobo, a guy that led the league in home runs last season, comes into this season and was struggling at the plate. Before this series, had two hits on 17 at-bats. He went 2-for-5 yesterday, but then it just took him time to warm up. And when you needed him most, he absolutely crushes a ball. So, one down, Vitoc sets in and throws for a ball. 1-0 count with one down. The 1-0. Swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman, and Taylor fields it up in the glove. The throw across the diamond is on time to Gurevich for two down.
We'll throw it to Gurevich out number two.
So Witter grounds out, and this brings up Drew Berkland. And Berkland, who grounded out to the second baseman Conniff on his last at bat. Rafters lead 3-1 here, bottom six with two down. They've out-hit Wausau 4-1. Each team has committed an error. As Vitoc sets in and throws a curveball, finds the right edge at 81 miles per hour. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two down. The 0-1 comes in and finds the zone for an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Vitoc end the count. Rafters looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2 curveball upstairs, but just a bit high for a ball. 1-2. So Berkland, 0-for-2 today, struck out. Had a big day yesterday, went 3-for-3. The 1-2 from Vitoc as on the right edge, for a ball. 2-2. So deuces across the board. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Vitoc was ahead in the count, 0-2, but two straight balls. The 2-2, and the check swing, did he fully come across? Did not, as a 3-2 count. Full count with two down. Three straight balls from Malachi Vitoc. Rafters lead 3-1. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Vitoc sets, winds, and fires as he paints the right edge for strike number three. Much needed from Malachi Vitoc on an off-speed pitch of 81 miles per hour. A 1-2-3 inning for the Raptors as they lead 3-1. We'll be back here for the top of the seventh inning on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's Comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Facing off against Nate Nabel.
Top of the seventh we go as Shane Taylor is due up. Grounded out and flew out to center as he sees a strike. Nabolt still on the mound. So a three-run inning for the Raptors in the top of the sixth. A three-run shot from Brendan Bobo as the 0-1 comes in down and hits the dirt before in the glove of Stengren for a ball 1-1. First home run for Brendan Bobo, and it couldn't come at a better time when the Raptors needed hits the most. As the 1-1 for Nabholz down low, Taylors fouls it off the top of the bat. 1-2 count. A ball, two strikes. Raptors lead 3-1. They've out hit Wausau 4-1. 1-2 count. Swing and Taylor flies a ball out on the left field side, out of the park, but out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Shane Taylor 0-2 today, looking to get his first hit. Nabholz comes set, serves the 0-2, swinging a grounder that goes right into the glove of Nabholz, flips it with the underhand, and at first for the first out. So Taylor out for the third time, and this brings up Logan Hugo, who has really hit it to Brent Witter at third. He's gotten a first off of an error and grounded out to third as well. So 0-1 today for Hugo. Excuse me, 0-2. But was able to get on base one time. One out. Nabholz sets and serves and finds the zone. 0-1. One out. No balls. A strike. Nabholz will come set. Serve the 0-1. And once again, right down the plate. 0-2. So Nate Nabholz up to 74 pitches total for him. He's had three strikeouts as Hugo drives the ball up to center field, rolls into Pearson as Logan Hugo records his first hit of the game and the fifth hit for the Raptors. So Chris Conniff is now due up, but how about Logan Hugo? That puts a runner on here in the top of the seventh. Hugo at first. First base coach Brian Dyer, Josh Nikoloff is down there now. So Nikoloff came in to the staff yesterday for first base coach Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach at third, as Conniff flies a ball out on the left field side and just pulls away from the third base line for a foul, 0-1. Hugo at first. No balls, a strike with one out. Five hits to one in favor of the Raptors. As the 0-1 over to the pickoff attempt, Hugo slides back towards the rubber. Chris Conniff, a Wagner College product, 0-2 today. As once again, Nabholz throws over. But getting back towards the bag was Hugo.
In the second game.
No balls, a strike with one out. Nabholz on his 76th pitch as the 0-1 comes in and finds the upper edge of the zone, 0-2. So Chris Conniff, a guy that started the season, he was 9 hits on 16 at-bats. He since then dropped off to about a .283 with 13 hits on 46 at-bats as once again Nabholz throws over to first. And Hugo slides back towards the bag.
They were 2 runs short.
One down. Raptors lead 3-1. Top seven. The 0-2 home. Conniff swings and pulls a ball into the left field side. Drew Berkland reaches out and makes an easy grab. Hugo tags back up at first. So two down. Conniff flies out and basically the same thing he did on his first at bat. And this brings up James Castagnola. Castagnola grounded out to Nabholz on his last at bat. 0-2 today. The San Diego native batting in the 8-hole has thrown over to first, and Hugo slides back towards the bag. Two down. Raptors lead 3-1. 3-run shot from Bobo. As first pitch comes in, Castagnola swing and a miss on the inside. 0-1.
Strike out of the ground out for Castagnola.
No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Outside.
Elevated by Nabholz, ball one.
1-1.